Welcome, you wonderful, purposeful, and beautiful humans, to Hope Still Wins. I'm your host, Ben Higgins. Hope Still Wins is a place where we get to know thought leaders from diverse backgrounds and differing worldviews to help us feel less alone, more connected, and move us to become a better world together. Each week, starting in June of this year, we've heard from inspiring and relatable guests in attempts to get to know their hearts, celebrate their stories, and explore the concept of hope to hear how and if it has played a role in their lives, ultimately answering the question, does hope still win? If so, why? And if not, why not? And in today's episode, we're handing the mic to you, our incredible listeners, to hear what you are hoping for in 2022. This may be my favorite episode of the year. Your submissions are from the heart, and I cannot wait. I cannot wait for the rest of the community here on Hope Still Wins to hear from you. So, how about it? Let's not waste any time. Let's get into it. On this week's special episode, here's what you have been hoping for in 2022. I'm telling you this, we're sitting here on this podcast reflecting on the last year ahead for Hope Still Wins. And I walked into doing this podcast mostly because I was feeling disoriented and confused. I said that at the very beginning. I was when we started, I think it was episode one, I'm doing this because I need to hear from people out there on where they're at in this world. I came into this podcast, we created Hope Still Wins, because I personally was at a place of disorientation, confusion, frustration, anger. I was feeling a lot of emotions when it came to my faith community, the way the world was communicating to each other and about each other. And I personally wanted to take the opportunity to hear from some leaders out there if they had the same belief system or if they didn't, as myself, on where their hearts are at, where their minds are at, what their stories are telling them about today. And I'll tell you this, it's been an incredible journey. Here is the vision for Hope Still Wins. I want to be clear on this. The vision for Hope Still Wins is simply this, that you, the listener, and that me, the host, would feel less alone by listening to this podcast, that we'd listen to this podcast, that it would open up our hearts to having some more in-depth conversations, some more curious conversations, some conversations that would maybe release us of our preconceived notions and ideas and beliefs and just allow us to listen for a second, to stay curious about other people's stories, and then as a result, maybe finding some relatability within those stories. There's also the second vision of this, is that you'd hear from leaders all around the world, mostly here in the U.S., and understand that they're not perfect either. They've got issues. They've had trouble. That they've been knocked down. That they've moved forward. That pain has actually allowed them a place to begin healing. And that healing has made them a foundation to start stepping forward. And so the hope is to do two things. To help you feel less alone and to help you understand that nobody out there is perfect. And so if you're feeling shame and guilt and anger and pain right now, that we hear you, that we understand you, that we're sorry, that we want to sit with you in it, and that hopefully through a platform like a podcast, maybe you'd listen to this and just feel more connected again. That maybe we've missed the mark on how we communicate with each other, how we argue with each other, how we disagree with each other. That maybe the rhetoric of the media and the rhetoric that is so common in today's world is not the most helpful rhetoric to help us continue to love well. So that's what we're doing Hope Still Wins. Well, as we mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, today we're going to hear from you. And I'm going to respond the best I can or just say, hey, I appreciate you for sending your audio clips in. But let's start with the very first submission for your hopes as listeners for 2022. Please welcome Jessica C.
My hope for 2022 is to see more love and less hate, more equality and less segregation, My hope for 2022 is to hear more laughter, to see more smiles, for all of us to be healthier than we have been in the past 2 years, to see less people dying and more people living, for all of us to unite as one, to enjoy life and to be happy. That is my hope for 2022.
Jessica C., I want to say thank you so much for sending in this audio clip. It's going to be so interesting as you listen for these hopes for 2022. How many of these things feel like tangible items that we've maybe lost over the last 24 months? Things that we feel like maybe we grew up with that have seemed forgotten and gone now. Things that we know are healthiest for us as a community that now feel so foreign and far away. And Jessica, see, I feel like you spoke into those things. Like, let's unite. Let's not hate. And these, you know, at times we say these words and it's like, oh, okay, of course. How are we going to actually do that? Well, one of the ways that I believe we'll do that is by allowing ourselves the space to disagree, the space to be slow to speak, and especially the space to stay curious. Jessica, see, I hope that your hopes for 2022 do come true. All right, let's move on now to Janet H.
Hopefully, love comes my way. Whoever he is, he's out there somewhere. Hopefully God brings him to my way when it's time. That's been a struggle trying to be patient, but I'm still having faith and hope that he comes in my life when it's time.
Janet, I'll tell you this. If you haven't listened to the relationship series with Jessica and I encourage you to do it. Our hope for you as a community is very clear. Two things I would say to you. One is our hope as a community here would be that, yes, you would find what you're looking for. That would be ideal. It's not promised. It's not guaranteed. But we hope that if you're single and looking and searching, that you would find that that love, that trust, some way, somehow. The second is equally important, and I need you to hear this now, Janet. Our hope here as a community is that you would see the value in yourself and also the beauty within yourself that you could shine bright with or without a partner, because you do already. And I want you to know that. I want you to see that, believe that, feel that. And then take a step out into the world acting upon that. Yes, I'll be clear. Love is a magical thing. And I hope for anybody that wants it. But I also strongly believe, equally believe, if not more important to me, that we as humans, if we have breath, we have purpose. And Janet, you have purpose right now. I don't know what 2022 is going to bring for you, but I hope it's one of a ton of purpose, a ton of love, a ton of care, and a ton of value in your life. All right. Next stop, Ms. Erin J.
My hope for 2022 is for my small group of ladies that are in a different seasons of life than me, that they continue to look for the light in their own darkness and struggles, and that we continue in 2022 to seek the knowledge of Him and spread it to others around us so we can be a light in their world as well.
Erin, you got to do radio. You got a good, confident voice for this. Erin, I know what you're saying. And I agree the same thing. Hey, if there's more than one person gathered, God is with you. If one person's even gathered, I believe God is with you and God is with your group. Go out there and do incredible things. How about it? Like, make magic happen. Do it in God's name. Do it in the name of love. Do it in the name of kindness, curiosity. This is a place where we have the freedom, as Jesus said, to bring the kingdom of God to this earth. One that is focused on love, peace, compassion, and joy, and hope. And so please, please, Aaron J., continue this good fight. You're a leader. Step out there. Thank you for sharing. Next up is Beth T.
My hope for 2022 is that the church figures out what unity looks like. I feel like COVID came along like a pop quiz for the church, where we needed to understand that in order for the gospel to go forth, it was going to take a unified unit, and we failed the pop quiz. So another round came through, and I think we're working on like a D plus maybe on unity within local churches. So now there's a third round coming. So my hope is that the church can figure out how to be unified, because the gospel needs to go forth. People are dying. And if I keep my eyes on the church, I don't have hope. But when I keep my eyes on Jesus, I do have hope.
Well, first off, Betty, I want to give you permission that your finishing thought there is completely okay. The church is important, meaning the church, and like we go to church in all different kinds of ways, right? I have a buddy who works for a nonprofit, and every day he wakes up at 6 a.m. He sits down at his computer, he starts taking meetings, and he's doing it for very little pay to bring sustainability and to alleviate people of poverty in Central America. And so I believe that he goes to church every day. He is doing God's work. He is spreading God's love. He's bringing people around them. I'd also like to say this. I don't believe ever that our convictions and our feelings don't point us to something inside of us that's screaming out inside of us. So, and Betty, I'm not telling you that you're not doing this, but like, I think a question for all of us right now, the question all of us should ask is, where are we looking for those hurting the most right now? Are we looking left and right at those in the most pain? Are we looking left and right and taking our responsibility on our shoulders to say, hey, how are we caring for those in need? How are we caring for our neighbor? How are we caring for our spouse? How are we caring for our siblings? How are we caring for our friends, our family, our strangers around us? I think that's a good first step. The next step is this. If you truly believe, and I'm not saying you're wrong, I'm not saying you're right, but if you truly believe that right now, the messaging and the promotion and the PR of the church is painful and it's causing division and heartache, I can't disagree with you personally. That's my opinion. I know this. The God that I believe in is a God that can bring beauty out of the pain and beauty out of the brokenness. The God that I believe in does the best work when people are hurting, because that they will inherit the kingdom of God. So don't lose hope, even if things look terrible. Look back on human history. Look back on church history. Anytime things go, I mean, look at the cross. Crucifixion. If God can use crucifixion as the thing that is the most beautiful piece of our world, then God can use this moment as well. But it's going to start with us. It's going to start with people like you. It's going to start with people like us asking the question, who's hurting? How can I help? How can I be of value? How can I step out there? Just going even back to the messages before. We all have value. We all have purpose. And if we're going to help this thing switch, if we're going to turn its thing on its head, if we're going to work with God and reconciliation and salvation and bringing a kingdom of love and peace and joy and grace to this world, then it's going to start with the people of God. And I believe all of us listening, were created uniquely in God's image for a purpose and on purpose. All right, next up is Becky C.
I am hopeful for future friendships and opportunities to reach people in a new way and reach my family in a new way. When my mom passed away, everyone in my family strayed away from their faith, and it's not really a part of their lives anymore, so I'm praying and hoping that my family is saved and renewed and restored and refreshed. And I'm also hoping to meet my spouse.
Well, first off, Becky, I hope your family is renewed and restored. What great words you just used there. Renewed, restored, refreshed. I also would say, hey, responding to your message is difficult for me because what I would really love to do is sit down and say, tell me more. Tell me more about what's gone on in your family dynamic. Tell me more about what's happening in your family right now and what's happening in you. You know, you mentioned that your family has, for a period of time, just lost some hope, lost some faith. That happens. It's happened to me. Now, don't lose hope in them. Don't lose hope in the process. Don't lose hope in what God's relationship with them is. God wastes nothing. This isn't to say that this is all good. I know you've gone through some pain, and I'm not here to just put a little nice little blanket on and say, hey, everything's okay. No, I know it hurts. But God wastes nothing. That is true. And so I would love to just ask you to tell me more. What's gone on in your life, in your family's life, in the lives around you? But stay strong, stay caring, stay loving. And also, I hope that your friendships blossom in 2022. It's going to take some intention. It's going to take some action. It's going to take you getting out there and investing in others. I tell you what, I'm an introvert by nature. But there's nothing that I appreciate more when somebody cares so much about me and where I'm at in life to honestly take time to ask me the question, how are you? And then when I respond, they ask me, why are you feeling that way? Becky, I think that's the way I built my closest friendships, is doing that for others and others doing that for me. The final thing is this. You mentioned your spouse. I hope that for you too. Hope you find your spouse in 2022. And if you don't, just like I said before, you're a rock star. You crush it. Get out there. Heal and grow and move and have your being because you deserve it. Next up is Amber Leanne B.
This year in 2022, I hope to get a new job that is challenging but also pushes my creative abilities to broaden myself as a producer, designer, and ambassador. I want to be able to travel this year and explore new places, meet new people, and visit some old friends from out of state that I've deeply missed. And this year, I really want to grow as a person and in my relationship with the Lord and just see how God works in my life throughout this year and watch how He provides for me and keeps me safe and all the different amazing opportunities that I know are awaiting.
Wow, Amber. I don't know if you need any encouragement right now. You're crushing it. The job thing's super interesting to me. I'm right now going through an intensive leadership seminar where we're diving into who we are as people, who I am as a person internally, and then what jobs and roles in these jobs will help bring out the best in me. And I hope that for you too. I hope that for anybody listening, first off, is that we all have the ability. You know, there's some people out there, and I just didn't finish a sentence, and I apologize for that. That's bad hosting, but there's people out there who are really good at numbers and data and processes. I am not good at those things. And so as a result, if I find myself working in a job where those things are the predominant tasks and roles, I'm not going to feel the best and biggest version of myself. I'm not going to feel like I'm using my skill sets, the things that are unique to me, to be the best I can be. And so, Amber, I hope you find those jobs in production and creativity and design that allow your creative side to fly and spark and to inspire others. I also know that you want to travel, as you just said. Well, this year's been hard. Let's not forget that for all of us, for you and for the people listening. Even if we don't recognize the things that have changed within us, there's been things that have changed. Everything changes over the year. But there's been things that have changed. There's been relationships that have been mended, relationships that have gone astray, people we haven't seen, loss for so many. And I'm sorry about that loss. It hurts me about that loss. But also, there's still opportunity to still connect and to still love and to still make memories, to still take risks, to have adventure, to live in the freedom that God has offered us, to live and to breathe and to soar, to fly, to chase after the things that we've always dreamed of. And I hope that for you in this next year. Well, our final submission that we're going to share is from somebody I know well, a former guest of Hope Still Wins. You might put the puzzle together here. But this is one is from Amy H.
Hope. I've really enjoyed this last year of listening to this podcast and all the different testimonies and how hope has just woven itself into the stories. I think the one thing that I've learned through all of this and just reflecting on what hope means to me on a personal level is that I have said so often in my life, boy, I sure hope, you know, whatever the situation might be, boy, I sure hope. But I'm going to change that for 2022. And my voice is going to say, my hope is in, I hope for. It gives it so much more power. And I just have really been encouraged by all the different stories this year in Hope Still Wins and how important it is to declare my hope in the things of my life and in the lives of those I love.
Well, thank you for sharing. That was my mother. She's a sweetheart. She's a good supporter of Hope Still Wins. You know, one of the things that came about when I was listening to her response is the idea of unity. Here's the truth. We are all in this together. Salvation, in its essence, in its original language, is a word used for the many, not the singular. Think on that for a second. We're in this together to bring hope to this world together, to dream together, to directly ask and hope for those things, like my mom just shared, for those things in front of us, the things that we dream of, things that we care for. And here's the crazy part about, I know at least my mom's story. For 30 years, 32 years of my life, or of her life, she hoped for my spouse. Well, this year, I married Jessica. And so her hope might change a bit. Her ask might look a little different. I'm sure she's had other hopes, hopes for herself, hopes for her friends, hopes for the world, hopes for those things. But it just shows that our hopes can change, our dreams can change, the things that we desire and the things that we love to experience within God and of God can change and develop and evolve over time. But we still got to keep the hope. We got to keep the hope that we'll come together, that we'll love harder, more intentionally, that we'll stay curious, that we'll unite, that we won't jump to conclusions of the opinions of others, but we'll listen to hear their story, to explore why they believe what they believe, that we'll look left and right for the outsider, that we'll care for those who are hurting the most, and we'll celebrate in the joys and the successes of those who are in the season of life where it feels like everything's going right. Because here's the truth. This is my hope for 2022. The successes of others is something I hope for. Not because I'm a good dude, because it's something I've struggled to celebrate in the past. My hope for 2022 is that when it comes to my family, when it comes to my friends, when it comes for you, the listener, when it comes for the stranger and the outsider and the one hurting, that I will be able to empathize, to dig deep, to care deeply about you, and then to celebrate when your successes are worth celebrating and needing to be celebrated. My hope is that we can do that together on this podcast. This podcast will continue to be a thing all through 2022, that you will continue to share your stories of hope and reconciliation and salvation and joy and curiosity and unity with us. So that's why we're doing it. There's no other reason. We're not doing this for any other reason than to hopefully give a space where we can come together, be united. And the love of those around us, and the love of the stranger, and the care for those hurting, for the love and my personal beliefs of a God above that cares so deeply about each and every one of you listening, that he would give his life so that we could have life in the fullest. Let's accept that in 2022. Let's believe that in 2022. And let's thrive in 2022. And when pain comes, know a few things. But I'm sorry, because it sucks. And sit in that pain for as long as you need to share with those around you when you're hurting. But to know that God wastes nothing. It's not some nice little saying. I don't want it to sound like some nice little saying where you have a family member that dies and says, hey, great, they're in heaven now. No. So just know that God wastes nothing. That God wastes no moments, no pain, no joys, no sorrow, no seconds. That everything is building towards a future where you know you're loved, you know you're cared for, you know that you have value. Now, today was a very special extra episode of Hope Still Wins. But if you haven't already, hear me say it every week, and I mean it. Please subscribe to follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts. Because next year is going to be full of hope-filled conversations. Also, encourage your friends and family around you. Just do it personally. If you don't even do the podcast, at least encourage them. Send them a text. Give them a call. Go visit them. It's worth it. Our team is so excited for the year ahead. This community is incredible, and I'm grateful for every single one of you. That's it for today, my friends. Actually, that's it for 2021. I'm your host, Ben Higgins, and let's talk in 2022.